Okay. Good morning. Lieutenant Governor Reynolds is in Missouri this morning for her economic development meeting, so she couldn't join us. The meetings are with businesses that already have a footprint in Iowa and with leaders to explore how Iowa can continue to strengthen our entrepreneurial climate. Also, the Lieutenant Governor over the weekend welcomed her seventh grandchild to the world. Her daughter, Nicole, and Nicole's husband, Ryan, welcomed their fourth child, their first girl, to the family. A baby, Ainsley, and her mother, Nicole, are both happy and healthy. I want to congratulate the Reynolds family and the Springer family on the birth of this new baby girl. Today, we're gathered to unveil the expansion of a service that the majority of Iowans use several times during their life. Renewing or replacing a driver's license or identification card. We know that Iowans lead busy lives. I understand how difficult it can be to find time to run everyday errands when people are balancing work, leisure, and family. But technology is allowing us more secure and convenient access to services. As governor, one of my desires has been to take advantage of technology to expand access to government services in places and at times that are convenient for all Iowans. The Iowa DOT has taken on this challenge by bringing self-service kiosks that allow Iowans to quickly and conveniently review or replace, renew or replace a driver's license or ID at locations across the state without compromising the security of the person's identity. 24 locations around the state, including libraries, Hy-Vee stores, and a come-and-go, now house motor vehicle self-service kiosks, which allow Iowans to renew or replace a driver's license and identification card. The kiosks are enhanced versions of the kiosks that we piloted at the Iowa State Fair in 2013, when the Lieutenant Governor and I found out firsthand how easy it was to use a kiosk to renew your driver's license. I have that license that I had renewed at that time. Later, the kiosks were used in driver's license stations in Ankeny, Cedar Rapids, and Davenport to allow customers the convenience to renew a license or an ID without waiting in line. Today, these kiosks have been placed in locations where Iowans are already conducting their daily business at times that are more convenient to them. All of the locations offer evening and weekend hours that exceed your typical service hours for driver's license stations, and almost all of the retail locations offer 24-hour service access. It doesn't get much more convenient than stopping at your local Hy-Vee for a gallon of milk, or checking out a book at the library and renewing your driver's license in 10 minutes or less on the same trip. The kiosk program is simply an extension of the online services that the Iowa DOT already provides. It's important to also recognize that the kiosks represent not just an investment by the Iowa DOT in services, but has a potential for other agencies of state government to provide similar services in the future. Smaller and more cost-effective government requires innovative strategies that reduce the time and expense that Iowa taxpayers invest in receiving services from their state government. Now I'd like to turn it over to our Iowa Department of Transportation Director, Paul Tribino, to tell you more. Paul?
Thank you, Governor. Thank you very much, Governor. As the governor mentioned, the kiosk program began in 2013 at the Iowa State Fair. Since then, four kiosks in our pilot program have recorded nearly 10,000 transactions. We have heard many positive comments from our customers about how quick and easy they are to use. Iowa DOT's self-service kiosks were designed with customer security and ease of use in mind. They utilize a touchscreen technology to allow the customer to enter their information, include built-in cameras which allow the users to update the photo on their driver's license or ID. Facial recognition software works to combat against potential fraud and identity theft. The kiosk compares the photo taken during the transaction to the customer's last image of record to make sure that person who is who they say they are. The customer is not allowed to complete the transaction unless the image is successfully verified. With 24 kiosks now in place, services have been upgraded. Previously, the terminals only allowed the customers to renew or replace their driver's license or ID. Now, customers can also replace their card if they need to change an address, remove the under 18 or under 21 designation if no longer applicable, or replace a card that has been lost. Payment on the machine is made with a swipe of a debit or a credit card. While the kiosk will provide a receipt of proof of transaction, customers should also hold on to their existing card until their new license or ID arrives in the mail. Expansion of the kiosks offer a unique way for Iowa DOT to meet the needs of Iowans in additional locations during extended hours without added staff costs or location overhead. Eligible Iowans now have another convenient way to renew their card without having to drive to an issuance site, giving them precious time back in their busy day. Since the Iowa DOT has instituted renewals both online and through kiosks, congestion has lessened at many of our driver's license issuance locations. This reduction in congestion saves time for customers who will still need to come to the station to receive in-person service. We are proud to serve citizens of Iowa and continually strive to enhance Iowa DOT services to best meet the needs of our customers. I would like to thank our partners, some of which are here today, from Hy-Vee, Come and Go, and public libraries across the state who are one of the first to host an Iowa DOT kiosk. Your partnership has helped us put choice, convenience, and control over access to government services into the hands of our customers. Now I'd like to turn things over to one of our partners, Daryl Eschte, director of the West Des Moines Public Library, to say a few words. Thank you, Daryl.
This kiosk project highlights and underscores the commitment of Iowa's public libraries to partnering with other agencies and outlets like the Department of Transportation and Hy-Vee to save the taxpayers time and money by being where they are rather than forcing them to go out of their way to come to us. On behalf of Iowa's public libraries and the West Des Moines Public Library in particular, I'd like to thank the DOT for the opportunity to be part of this exciting and groundbreaking plan to make something that is popularly regarded as a hassle, dealing with driver's license issues, far less painful and inconvenient.
Thank you, Daryl. So next I'd like to have Pat Hensley, Vice President of Government Affairs and Business Innovations at Hy-Vee, come up and say a few words also. Thank you, Pat.
Paul, thank you. I'd also like to thank Governor Branstad and Daryl Eschte for including Hy-Vee in this exciting initiative. We're honored to be one of several businesses asked to bring Iowa residents this new convenient service. We're also proud that more than 100 Hy-Vee stores across the state are popular stops, not just for groceries, but for a variety of services. Whether it's through our quick care clinics and pharmacies or dry cleaning and mail services, we're always looking for ways in which our stores can be a one-stop shop for customers. We've been in business for 85 years, and service has been our backbone. Bringing this service to our customers, that they can use this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is important not only to our company, but to our customers. So thanks to the Iowa Department of Transportation, we're able to expand the offerings our stores provide in a unique way. Thank you.
And there's a helpful smile in every aisle. That logo, by the way, has been in use for over 50 years. I don't think any other company can brag about that. So questions on this subject?
We did both. We really wanted to get outside, and we knew we have some areas. Obviously, one is the western side of the metro area. Waukee, West Des Moines are obviously one of the key areas for us, and that's true in other areas of the state where we tried to really get at what we know are high-use areas, areas that are growing, but also even areas that either drew rural or a more rural in location that offered a service that would provide the opportunity to get a driver's license or an ID really at a much more easier time.
And then
It prints a receipt that you'll get, and you'll get your driver's license or ID in the mail just like you typically would.
And what was the cost of installing 24 of these?
It was $1.4
million. And that's all 24 within the pilot program?
Yep, that's the whole, that's the new 20, because we had to rebuild essentially the existing machines also.
Have you had any security breaches or attempts?
We have not. It, not the expert here, but essentially, remember, a lot of times people think of facial recognition as a picture. It's not a picture. It's points that are on your face that it's recognizing. And so typically, I believe it can work through those issues.
Yeah, don't smile. Even if the people in Hy-Vee are smiling, you don't want to smile when you get your picture taken for this. This is a no-no. Are there other questions on this? Yes.
We finished the last installation this past Thursday.
You said there were 10,000 transactions at the
from when we started with
on the pilot project.
Right,
yeah.
The original four.
And when did the original four come?
The first ones that we started out were at Iowa State Fair, and then we moved them to the Ankeny office and Cedar Rapids office.
Right.
Correct.
It's out of the DOT budget.
Other tax funds.
That's where their budget comes from.
Yes.
Other questions? Any other questions on this subject? And we'll take questions on other subjects as well. Okay. Well, we haven't, as you know, the legislature just adjourned on Friday, and we have not received any of these bills. Once we receive them, we have 30 days from the time they adjourned to make a decision. I would point out that we are in the process of a major mental health redesign. We approved that about 3 years ago. We think this is going to give us a better system to deliver more effective services to mental health and people with mental health and developmental disabilities issues. And we're going to review everything in light of what makes sense and how we can provide the best services to the people of Iowa.
But you indicated last week you don't intend to move backwards, correct?
That's right. We intend to move forward, not move backwards. We don't want to go back to the way we delivered mental health services back in the 19th century when we built these big institutions and we warehoused thousands of people. That's not the way you want to deliver services today. We want to have services designed to meet the needs of the individuals and specifically in a way that can be the least restrictive and hopefully either at home or locally when possible. Sometimes with more severe conditions, they have to be in a more secure situation. But we want it to be very personally designed to meet the needs of the individual that has the mental health or developmental disabilities issue.
Can you move forward and keep non-present?
Well, I'm not going to speculate on this until I have a chance to carefully review and analyze how it all fits together. I'm going to look at the entire budget what is sustainable over the long term. Remember, we put together a budget for the biennium, and I submitted it to the legislature on the second day of the session. And it's based on 5-year projections. And I'm going to continue to look at things from what is the best way to deliver service in the most efficient and economical way to meet the needs of Iowans over the long term. Well, I don't like the idea of one-time money. The problem with one-time money is you really can't use it for salaries because it's not going to be there the next year. And that's part of the problem we inherited from the previous administration. They'd used a lot of one-time money for ongoing expenses, and we had a big hole to dig out of. I don't want to get back into that kind of a approach. And so consequently, I think we got to be very careful about that. We're not going to make any decision until we have the bills and we have an opportunity to carefully review and determine what makes the most sense. But I want to assure school districts they're going to have a reliable, sustainable source of funding for the long term. And I believe the legislature should have approved funding for the fiscal year 2016-17 for schools. Actually, it's required by law. That should have been done this year. I don't want to see another year spent fighting over the level of funding. I think we need to focus on substantive issues and policies that are going to help improve education and student achievement in our state. We're not going to make any of those kind of decisions at this point in time. I guess my feeling is the legislature just completed its work on Friday. I know they had a very difficult time coming together, and I know there are some strong feelings on both sides. But I'm the chief executive of the state, and I've heard from schools and I've heard from Iowans that they don't like this constant fight, that they want us to come together and they want us to work to do within what's fiscally possible, what's financially responsible under the economic conditions that exist, but they want us to resolve these things in a way that provides stability and predictability. And that's what I'm going to try to do, is review everything and determine what's the best course of action under the circumstances.
What could be gained by calling them back in special session? They had a hard time reaching a resolution, and when they did, they used the one-time money to bridge it, which you already said you don't like that. What would they possibly achieve coming back here?
Well, I'm not gonna speculate on that. I'm just going to say that I always think that new ideas and better ideas can be come up with. I'll give you an example. We had a meeting in this room with the state attorney general and myself and people from higher education from all over the state. And there's a real issue with distance learning, and it was going to create a huge cost and an impediment for distance learning for many of our colleges and universities, our state universities, our private colleges, and our community colleges. Well, I came up with an idea at that meeting that turned out to be one the Attorney General's office felt was workable, and they worked with the legislature, and it was approved unanimously. And so just because there's an impasse and we weren't able to see an agreement reached during the session doesn't mean in the future that we can't come up with better ideas and different approaches. So I'm always open to looking at different ways to accomplish things, but I want to make sure that what we do is provide stability and predictability and is sustainable and supports the education of our children. I'm not ruling anything out. I'm not ruling anything in. The legislature just adjourned on Friday, and I have 30 days, and I intend to spend that time thoughtfully and carefully reviewing and considering what is the appropriate course of action, not only for the bills passed this session, but for the long-term benefit of the state of Iowa, and especially for the children of the state, and the quality of their education, and improving student achievement. We embarked on a teacher leadership program, which we're just in the first year of a three-year phase into that, and that's all designed to try to improve teacher collaboration and to improve using the skills of teachers to help improve the achievement of our students. And I want to do what I can to support and enhance those efforts.
New ideas and come up with something that everybody can agree on, then maybe looking at a special...
I'm not going to speculate. You all can speculate all you want to, but I'm going to just wait until I receive the bills, and then I'm going to carefully review and consider all of the options and try to choose the course of action I think that makes the most sense. And I do intend to consult with a lot of people in that process and hopefully can make the best decision to meet the needs of Iowa and especially the school children of our state, who we want to give them the best educational opportunities possible.
The question would be, why wouldn't the New Ideas meeting have been held, say, in April or May, when it was obvious they weren't coming together?
Well, there were a lot of discussions and a lot of meetings, but I'm one that thinks just because the legislature's gone home doesn't mean that we should stop thinking about new approaches and new ideas and how we can better deliver services. I mean, that's exactly what we're doing with the mental health redesign. That's what we're doing with this new way of delivering driver's licenses. We can't always be stuck in the past. This idea of the status quo forever, that's not how you progress. That's not how you grow. You know, I know people hate change, but they love progress. And we need to show them sometimes that there's a better way to do things. And that's why I'm excited about what we just announced today and how we're partnering with the private sector, with libraries and with Hy-Vee to be able to deliver this service and deliver it at more convenient places and longer hours. So,
which Rossetter says that he can guarantee a tuition freeze in the fall but not the spring. Did the legislature not provide enough money to hire?
Well, the legislature didn't approve what the regents requested and what I recommended in my budget. And again, the regents are going to have to review that situation. We've had an extraordinary success of freezing tuition for 2 years in a row. They've committed they're going to do it at least the fall semester. That'd be a significant achievement in and of itself. I'm not going to second guess what the regents feel they need to do to meet the needs of higher education in this state. But I'm very proud of the fact that we've made significant progress in trying to reduce student debt and have more access to higher education opportunities in our state.
So you disagree with Speaker Paulson who said if they wanted to, they could?
I'm not going to agree or disagree with anybody. I'm instead going to do my own independent review of what the legislature approved. And I recognize, you know, we do have a divided legislature, and we do have differences of opinion between the House and the Senate. But I'm the governor of all the people of Iowa, and I have an obligation to the people of Iowa as the chief executive to make an independent evaluation and to review what the legislature did. And obviously, I'm interested in working with them. I've tried to be very careful about not being critical of them, but at the same time, trying to provide the leadership that puts Iowa on a positive course.
Is a tougher anti-bullying law dead effectively?
Is that
something
you
need to pursue?
No, it's... Well, let me just say, I'm a very persistent individual, and if there's anything that my wife and I and the Lieutenant Governor care deeply about, we want the children of Iowa to be safe. The Lieutenant Governor and I both have a number of grandchildren coming up. We want them and all the children of this state to feel safe and secure in their schools. We're proud of the progress that's been made and the leadership that students and their teachers and administrators have been making in individual schools. But we think additional state guidance that would provide uniformity and assurance that in every school, in every circumstances, there is a appropriate course of action to deal with a bullying incident, and wanted to make sure that students are encouraged to stand up to bullies and they know how to do so. And we've made great progress in that, but we're going to continue to pursue that aggressively.
Did any one of them in their private conversations tell you they're going to compete in the struggle?
We didn't talk about that, but I did have a chance to visit with them. And first of all, I want to say I thought it was a great event. Joni Ernst has put together, a really neat concept. First of all, Iowans love pork. By the way, I was with Cal Czechowiak as he won the Cal Czechowiak. Well, it's hard to say. As you know, he won the principal charity golf tournament wearing bacon pants. And we also had the World Pork Expo over the weekend. And then we had the roast and ride, kind of commemorating Joni's famous squeal ad. Pork is king in Iowa. And I'm not talking about the kind that they do in Washington, D.C. I'm talking to the ones that we raise here and that we eat, and they're tasty. But I thought, and I heard all seven of the candidates, and I did have an opportunity to have some private conversation with several of them, but I thought they did very well. I certainly want to commend Governor Perry on his concept of doing something special for veterans and the fundraiser they did for the Puppy Jake Foundation. But I was, Governor Walker and I are good friends, and I had a chance to visit with him, had a chance to visit with Governor Huckabee. I thought Senator Graham always has a great sense of humor, and he has a very clear message. And Carly Fiorino, I thought she also did a great job. So I think every one of them that was there did well. And others had other conflicts that they couldn't get there. I know, for instance, Governor Christie will be at the Polk County Republican event this week. The Lieutenant Governor will be there. I'm going to be with Gary Lynch up in Decorah that night. So I can't get to everyone. But I think we have a country that needs new leadership. The country is in deep trouble because we're $18 trillion in debt. And the present leadership is not interested or willing to address the real challenge of that. And then you look at our foreign policy, and you look at, when Ronald Reagan was president, liberty and freedom was on the march all over the world, and today it's ISIS and Iran and Russia that's on the march, and freedom's on the retreat. And so America has lost respect and support in the world, and I think we need to reestablish leadership. Well, that's only 2016, so I will look to the Department of Management to give me the projections out for the 5 years. We'll review all of that, and we'll review what is sustainable. But we anticipated that when we passed teacher leadership and property tax relief, that we were making multi-year commitments that were priorities of the people of Iowa to reduce the property tax burden and to invest in improving education by rewarding teachers that take on more responsibility and improving student achievement. And we intend to continue those commitments, but we also need to control the costs of government in other areas in order to be able to fund those commitments in the future years.
But $262 million, doesn't that sound kind of low to you?
No, it doesn't. We first of all, I'll look to the Department of Management, and that's why I say we're going to reserve judgment until we see all these bills and we get a chance to project out what their costs will be in future years. But we anticipate, and I would also point this out, farm income is projected to be down 32% this year. The price of corn is well below the cost of production. And we have this bird flu problem that's going to cause significant loss as well. The combination of that could have a significant impact on the farm economy. Now, we're proud of the fact that we have record employment in the state. The unemployment rate's down to 3.8%. So we have some good things going, but we also have to look at agriculture, which is it's very important part of the Iowa economy, and land values have dropped 15%. They're likely to continue to drop. So in light of that, we've got to be very careful about the impact of these spending decisions. And that's the reason why we're going to spend the time, carefully review and evaluate, and we'll be glad to report to you as we reach conclusions on each of them. And I guarantee you we'll do all of that within the 30-day window that we have from last Friday.
All right. Thanks, Governor. Thanks.
Thank you.
I was posted to Instagram. This is a wonderful technology, and we want to share with our followers. Thank you.